Last fall, Crystal Escher became the first City of Charlotte employee officially fired for violating the city's social media policy. Escher was working as an arson investigator at the time. She believed she was fired for being a whistleblower. Yesterday, city officials released an independent review of the incident they say proves there was no retaliation against Escher. But the findings of the 60-page report are nowhere near that clear-cut. It's an indictment of a culture of fear and intimidation at the Charlotte Fire Department and raises questions about whether Escher was fired for cause. WFAE's Tom Bullock has this report.
Yesterday, Charlotte City Manager Ron Carley praised the report as an example of open government.
You see, excellent organizations cannot be afraid of what they will learn from outside review. They have to be open to examination, and they have to have the willingness to use what they learn constructively.
And then he refused to take questions.
You'll have copies of our statements, and you'll be getting two very long and very complicated reports.
The reports are actually pretty clear. One is from a group of management consultants, which contains recommendations like provide training to command staff on the development and use of performance measures. The other, written by an outside attorney investigating the firing of Escher, is a much more interesting read. Take Carley's summary of its findings.
Quote, we did not find direct evidence of retaliation to Ms. Escher's termination. There is no document, no witness testimony that directly proves retaliation or targeting.
That is incomplete at best. Take this excerpt read by a member of WFAE's staff.
Although no one could provide specific information to establish retaliation or targeting, most everyone we talked with believed that it very well could have happened. Many gave voice to a fear that appears widespread that any action deemed undesirable by certain members of the command staff will result in targeting and discipline.
You'll hear that voice a lot as we allow the report to, in essence, speak for itself. The report begins with a basic timeline of events. On August 14, 2014, Escher emails City Councilwoman Claire Fallon. Escher, at the time, was an arson investigator with the Charlotte Fire Department. She and her colleagues had just moved into a new building. Escher was complaining about what she saw as shoddy workmanship and irregularities in its renovation. 5 days later, Escher sends Fallon a second, more detailed list of problems. This includes Escher's observations that the building's basement leaks, the structure is not safe in the case of a fire, and it would fail an electrical inspection, among many other issues. She elaborates her belief, writing, quote, all work being done without permits, even though the subcontractors have told the fire department's chief that the building will not pass inspection. That was on August 19th. The next day, Councilwoman Fallon tours the building with Carley, other city officials, and members of the fire department's senior staff. The report states this is not the first time Crystal Escher has complained about the work on a Charlotte Fire Department building, and that, the report found, may have had consequences.
Others who knew of her complaints warned her that speaking out could draw negative attention and thus result in Ms. Escher having a target on her back.
This is why Escher believes she was fired. But on August 20th, the same day Fallon toured that building, Crystal Escher posted this on Facebook during the aftermath of the riots in Ferguson, Missouri. Quote, white guy shot by police yesterday near Ferguson. Where's Obama? Where's Holder? Where's Al Sharpton? Further down it reads, so tired of hearing it's a racial thing. If you are a thug and worthless to society, it's not race. You're just a waste, no matter what religion, race, or sex you are. 6 days later, someone by the name of Linda Havery writes to complain about that post. She notes Escher was with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police or Fire Department, details found nowhere in the post or on Escher's Facebook page. Escher believes that letter is actually from a member of the fire department posing as Linda Havery. The email, Escher believes, is an excuse to fire her. Yesterday, Carley said that accusation was ridiculous and quoted the report as saying,
we do not have evidence to conclude that Linda Havery email necessarily came from someone within the fire department.
That, again, is only partially true. Here is more of what the report says.
We found no direct evidence that the emails were from a person with authority seeking to create a reason to terminate Ms. Escher. However, without knowing the identity of Linda, we cannot eliminate this possibility.
Linda Havery has never come forward. The Charlotte Observer reports they have not been able to identify a Linda Havery in the Charlotte area. The report states it would take a subpoena to definitively answer this question. But the most troubling finding in the report might be this.
There is an environment of distrust in the fire department, or at least certain parts of it, that is so significant that it causes many to believe that any infraction or departure from the desires of certain members of the command staff will result in unfair punishment, targeting, and retaliation.
And this.
The circumstances and timing of the Facebook posts and complaints about the arson task force building have enough strange intersections that one could reasonably believe that there is a connection.
The report states that from the information they received, the firing of Eschert seems to be about that Facebook post, but then adds,
the circumstances are such that we, too, believe that it is possible that Ms. Eschert was the subject of retaliatory termination.
The report does not excuse Ms. Eschert's post. In fact, it states that some form of discipline was inevitable. But it also points out the appearance of a different set of standards for the fire department's rank and file and senior leadership. Take the case of Deputy Chief Jeff Doolin.
After Ms. Eschert was terminated, there was a separate incident involving Deputy Chief Doolin, who was perceived to have a close relationship with Chief Hannon and Deputy Chief Granger.
Doolin posted a derogatory joke about Bruce Jenner to Facebook. The city found it insensitive to the transgender community, but
he was allowed to retire, causing some to believe that the same rules of conduct do not apply equally to all employees.
In response to these claims of a culture of fear and favoritism at the fire department, Chief John Hannon said,
the findings of distrust and fear of intimidation do not reflect my vision for the Charlotte Fire Department, which is a great department made up of dedicated people who save lives every day. I take this very seriously and will review the report carefully.
City Manager Carley said he too is reviewing the report and will issue recommendations to the City Council within 30 days. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.